Oh. Dude, you were waiting on that. Dude, you were waiting. Dude, you had that so locked and loaded, it was ridiculous. Oh my God. Oh, dude, I'm about to cry over here. I'm stuck in traffic. That was hilarious. Dude, I did not.
You want to start over?
No, you got me. No, that's definitely going to have to be the first edit. Dude, you caught me so off guard with that. I was not expecting that whatsoever at all. All right, guys, welcome to the first podcast on Freight Nation. I'm your host, Freight Skater. I've got my best friend, Brian Brooks. He's also an owner-operator at Prime. He's been here at Prime just as long, if not longer, than I have, and has already bought one truck, is buying another truck. He has created an amazing financial trucking business, trucking financial management software called OTR On The Revenue. And if you guys have been a part of the channel for any amount of time, you have seen these ads. There's an ad with him and I both in it, and we've also do, you know, different types of plugins and endorsements, but we stand by this software because it makes a huge difference in our daily lives financially as business owners, knowing our numbers. So Brian, how you doing this morning, man?
I'm good. Good.
Awesome, man. So tell us about, I saw we had an update on the software yesterday. What's going on? What do you got going on for us? Cause I know you're constantly working on this thing, improving it and tuning it, and tell us what you got going on.
Just trying to make it run smoother and make it load faster, trying to eliminate some of the glitches and
right
stuff like that. So I'm always messing with it, trying to make it better, adding new features, taking away features that don't work. Every once in a while, you'll see that little message pop up in the top that tells you that, you know, that we sent an update out. So if you see that, just click the button and it'll refresh it. But
awesome.
Trying to make it work better.
That's awesome. And as a creator of the software, which we, you know, most viewers, yeah, they see it. I know they see these ads on the channel, you know, and I don't have a huge channel. And for all of you guys listening, we really appreciate all your support. I know Brian does as well. Because he has a channel as well. The business for OTR has a channel, so you guys go check that out on YouTube. All the links are in the description. But I do want to say, as a creator, I want to ask you, as a creator, what do you see is most beneficial? Like, what was your purpose for doing this software for the average day trucker? Like, what the average everyday trucker? Like, what was the purpose?
Well, to be honest with you, I just made it for myself. Because I wanted to be able to keep track of my numbers, and I wanted to see, you know, where I was at financially, what my truck was doing, if I was getting good fuel mileage or not.
Right.
And then it just evolved over time, obviously, you know, because you were kind of part of it almost the whole time. So
right.
It just turned into, well, it's, if I'm making it for myself, I might as well. Hold on, Karen.
Mine's called Diane. Call her Diane.
No, but I made it, you know, like I said, for myself, but I wanted to make it, you know, it's like, if I'm going to make it for myself, I might as well, you know, let everybody else use it. So I guess the,
right,
you know, the purpose of it is to, one, to keep track of your numbers and see how you're doing financially. That's the basics of it.
Right.
You know, seeing if you're actually going to make it, but there's, and I know I probably keep using this word evolve, but there's so many features inside of it that, like, most to a new user that's coming in, it can be a little confusing because you've
right.
got just so much. There's so much there.
A little overwhelming, yeah.
Yeah, but you got to think of it. It's like a toolbox. You know, maybe you got that toolbox from your grandpa or something. It's just full of tools, and you don't know what they do yet. But
exactly,
they're all useful.
Right, there's a time and a place for everything. Yeah, so and we were talking about this earlier. You were because we were talking about the overwhelming factor of everything that OTR has to offer, because when you get in there, there's so much, like you said, there's just so much. And me and you were both talking about it earlier about the way that users use this software. So you and I both have been on track to use the software in its entirety, everything, whether it was estimating our settlement weekly, whether it was tracking our fuel, whether it was keeping up with our trips and our estimated profit per mile or whatever the case may be. We love the analytics and the metrics of it. I love being able to look back and say, people say, well, hey, man, you can't make no money at Prime. And you're like, really? Because I can show you the last, you know, 5 years or however long I've been using the software, and I can bring those charts up. I can bring everything up. But the greatest thing about this is you can use it how you want to. Just like you said earlier, if somebody's there just wanting to use it for tax purposes, OTR, you know, you can enter in your settlements, enter in your out-of-pocket expenses. At the end of the year, this thing will generate an entire profit and loss. So the average driver could actually do their taxes by themselves effectively and save money. And that's really the whole point of the program to me is to, you know your numbers, be more effective and efficient in your business and save money.
So the way it's set up right now is it's kind of broke up into a few different sections, but you've got your trips and your fuel pages, and then you've got your settlement pages. Those are probably your three biggest sections.
Right.
The most, I'd say most important, but I guess it depends on the user. But so the settlement section, that's what's going to be used at the end of the year for your tax purposes.
Right.
So that's going to be when you get paid, you enter in your paycheck or your settlement into the software, and it's going to keep track of everything for you.
Right.
And then your out-of-pocket expenses, that's another section too. Those two sections there are tied together.
Right.
So whenever at the end of the year, you can run a report and say how much, you know, all my expenses, all my income, all my out-of-pocket expenses, gives you a profit and loss statement.
Right.
You know how much you made for the year.
Now that's amazing to me. I love that factor because a lot of people pay thousands of dollars, and even you and I have before when we first started, paid thousands of dollars to CPAs and accountants to do this stuff for us just for at the end of the year for them to say, hey, fill this organizer out and give us all the numbers so we can do the easy work.
So you're paying somebody else to ask you for more information because they're going to want you to keep track of all that information anyway, and you're going to have to give it to them. So why not just keep it yourself?
Amen. Exactly.
you got that main section of the settlements and your out-of-pocket expenses, but then you have the other tools inside of it. You can keep track of your trips, and then you can keep track of your fuel. Well, those two sections do two different things. We can talk about it, I guess, separately. So like the trip section, you're going to put every trip you put in that you get dispatched on or you pull off the load board or whatever, and you can keep track of, you know, where you picked that load up, where it was going to, how much it paid, how much fuel surcharge you got, you know, all the different things you can enter in there, and it keeps track of that.
Right.
And then you can pull reports off of that, and it also gives you some instant data on you know, what your rate per mile was, your averages, and so on. So that's one tool. Then you have your fuel section, and obviously that's kind of self-explanatory, where you enter in every time you fill up your truck.
Right.
And it gives you an accurate miles per gallon, and the only way to get accurate miles per gallon is to fill up your tank, run the miles and burn the fuel, and then fill your tank up all the way back up again, and then do the calculations. So
right,
OTR's got all that built in to where
just plug and play. Yeah, it's just plug and play.
All you got to do is enter in your gallons. You put in the truck how many miles and what your odometer reads, and it does all the calculations for you. But it also, what if you do like a partial fill up, like you didn't fill your truck all the way up? So there's a button on there you can click, says partial fill up, where it'll hold all that information. Like, say you do like three or four partial fill ups, and then you do a complete fill up at the end.
Right.
It'll wait to do the calculation until you've done that full fill up at the end, and it'll grab all those partial fill ups, all the gallons you used, and how many miles you drove, and it adds them all together and does the calculations.
That's awesome.
But the cool thing about the fuel thing is you can see some, you know, analytics in there where you're seeing like your miles per gallon. There's charts on there where it shows your miles per gallon over the past 90 days, and you can kind of see it go up and down depending on, you know, if you got heavy loads or if you're in the mountains. There's also a chart on there that shows your fuel cost per gallon.
That's awesome. Yeah. So it analyzes your average cost per gallon as well, and cost per mile as well. Is that correct?
Yeah. So it, you know, you're going to get all that information kind of on the fly. So right. You don't have to pull a calculator out, and it's going to tell you all that stuff. It's going to give you your how much money you've spent on fuel for like the whole year.
Right.
Your average miles per gallon, your last fill up, how much that miles per gallon that was, what was the max you ever got?
Right.
It'll show that on there.
So depending on what you plug into here, you've got a lot. You can actually do your own self research and say, hey man, last year I was getting, you know, 1 mile per gallon better than I am this year. What's going on? And we just had an issue like that with your truck that you were noticing, and you want to talk about that with your truck, your 579, your Peterbilt 579.
Yeah, so I've had the truck for right at a year, and right out of the box, as soon as I got the truck, I had issues with the fuel injectors.
Right.
And I noticed that the truck was getting like, the fuel economy was good, better than a lot of trucks out here. You know, it was averaging like eight and a half miles per gallon, whatever.
Right.
And I haul different freight than most people do. I'm loaded and then I come back empty and
right.
Anyway, we'll get into that later. But
usually, generally considering freight weights, it's pretty light. Yeah.
Yeah. It was for what I haul. It was good, but it wasn't good enough. Mm-hmm. I thought I would be getting better.
Yeah, you knew something was off. Yeah.
Anyway, long story short, I ended up having the fuel injectors changed in the truck. And now I'm showing like a mile and a half per gallon better fuel economy.
So right.
Instead of making 8 miles per gallon, I'm getting like 9.5 miles
right. per gallon. Right. And that's a big deal when you start talking about cost. I mean, that actually potentially probably cost you. I think we did the numbers earlier over a 52-week span with additives and stuff that you were trying to band-aid the situation with, trying to boost that mileage. We actually came up with a number in the $10,000 range that you more than likely spent just in the last 52 weeks trying to maintain what you had and trying to improve it, and it didn't do anything when the whole time it was a warranty issue. And I've had the same issue with my truck. I had an injector fail on me, which was basically due to a clog issue. It was clogged. And for those of you who don't know about these newer 579s, the way Peterbilt explained it to me, and Brian had the same thing, he just had it on a larger scale. The way Peterbilt explained it to me was these injectors were designed for European applications. Well, they went ahead and fitted them in these engines, sent them to America. These are single port injectors, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. And I know they exist, but to me, it seems so futile to put something like that into a vehicle that is used every single day under heavy duty conditions. But these single port injectors with the low quality fuel that America has versus, you know, Europe, we have a lot more debris and a lot more sedation inside of our fuel that causes backups and plug ups, stuff like that in injectors. So when you have a single port, once it clogs up, it's clogged up. You're done. So they actually replaced what was supposed to have replaced Brian's injectors, and they said they would with mine if they couldn't clean it and fix it, with what they call tri-port injectors. So there's actually three ports. So you would have to stop up all three ports before you would see a noticeable effective loss in power or mileage. So and to me, that makes more sense anyway. So that was the biggest issue too, was the fact that the injectors were just garbage in these trucks. I mean, that's just all there is to it.
But what we were also talking about is, you know, obviously I knew about this situation, kind of.
Right.
And, you know, now I can see that I'm getting better fuel mileage now. But what we were talking about before is like, you know, if you're using this, if you use an OTR and you're keeping track of your fuel mileage, whatever, and your trips and everything, you could possibly pinpoint an issue you have with your truck that you didn't know you had, because say you're keeping track of your fuel every week and every day or whatever.
Right.
And now all of a sudden you're averaging, you know, say you're averaging 9 miles per gallon, and now all of a sudden you're averaging 7. You're like, wait a minute, there's something wrong with my truck. Maybe I need to take it to the shop.
Exactly. And
so you potentially could save yourself. Like I said, you know, I could have bought injectors and put them in, had them put in and saved, and still had money in my pocket.
Yeah, and still had money left over. Yeah, exactly.
Instead of driving a whole year, you know, But obviously, right. I didn't know, you know, it was a brand new truck, so I didn't know what it could be.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, who thinks, you know, something right off the lot, you know, off the showroom floor is going to have this kind of issue? You know, nobody expects that at all. But you did notice it, though. This is the whole point of this conversation with this, is you did notice it. You noticed the numbers declining. You noticed that this is not right. A brand new 2025 truck, running it the economy mode prime spec that we run as lease owner ops here at Prime, we don't, because you would call me, you say, hey man, what's your fuel mileage for the week? And I'm like, bro, I'm like 9.3, 9.4, and yes, I'm reefer, but I'm always heavy. Like, you, the freight you run,
I might have to police this out because I got a stupid Western Express truck made. Oh my god, come on.
Guys, if you don't know this, we're both driving right now. So this is how we're able to bring this to you. So Brian's driving, I'm driving. I'm running up 95, headed to Chester, New York. Where are you headed right now?
I'm headed west towards back to Missouri.
Back to Missouri.
Yeah, we're climbing a hill, and there's a truck in front of him with his flashes on. He's going slow. This guy is going a little bit faster, but he can see me coming up on him. I'm going the speed limit.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He gets out like 2.5 truck lengths. I could have passed both of them, and he still could have got around the other guy.
Right, exactly. I'm not cutting this out, man. This is great. This is our daily life. This is what we experience as drivers, guys. So I'm not gonna fake it. You know, as long as we don't cuss or say, I'm not gonna bleep it out. So,
jackass.
Goose, blah blah. Goose, brava. But the numbers on the forefront with the software, you know, you noticed a difference. You had called and got different perspectives from other drivers, including myself, about fuel mileage. The freight you haul is generally light all the time. So you haul a specialized freight that Prime hauls. And guys, I'm not at liberty to tell you that. So to tell you what he hauls, but it's very, very light. So he's not even halfway loaded compared to weight standards. So at his truck and his level, he's able to haul 48,000 pounds legally, just standard STAA dimensional weight. So, and he doesn't haul half that half the time. So
probably hauling 10,000 pounds.
Yeah. I mean, it's super, super light. So he's, when he gets a perspective from another driver like me, yeah. and I'm hauling, you know, through the mountains, I'm hauling, you know, 42,000-43,000 pounds of chicken everywhere and all this stuff. And he's like, dude, that doesn't make any sense. You're over 9 and you're hauling all this. You have two drivers in the truck. Something's wrong. Like, you know, something he knew because he had those numbers there. And that was his whole point, was saying, if you don't know your numbers, you can't make good business decisions. And that's the whole point of.
There's so many things we could talk about, like about that knowing your numbers. Like one thing.
Exactly.
We can talk about this if you want to, but like I'm scheduling some home time. Right.
Right.
And I guarantee you, 90% of the drivers out here don't think about this, but can you afford to take home time?
Right.
Can you afford to? And if you ask that to a driver, they're going to be like, yeah, what are you talking about? Like, but my thing is, do you realize do you know how much it costs you to take a week off work?
Exactly. And most of them just think, yeah, well, you know, whatever my truck payment, my insurance is, that's it, you know.
But I don't even think they really think about that, but it's like, okay, yeah, now I got my fixed cost, but it's not just your fixed cost, it's the loss of income. So
right.
I can give you a basic kind of, I'm not going to tell you exactly what my, you know.
Well, when you say loss of income, you're saying projected revenue that you should be making that would pay your bills at home. That's what we're referring to, correct?
Yeah. So, okay. So here, I'll kind of break it down. So if I want to take a week off of work, I have my fixed cost for my truck for my business. Okay. And let's say that's $2,000.
Right.
Okay. And then I have my personal side, I have my household bills, you know, my bills that are due every month.
Right.
So we can take all those bills, put them together, divide them.
Times 12 divided by 52. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I gotcha.
So now we have a weekly number. So let's just say my weekly bills are $2,000.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Because that's house payment, then, car payment, electricity, everything, that's right. So subscriptions, the whole nine yards. Yeah, everything.
So my truck costs $2,000 to run. My house costs $2,000 to run a week.
Right.
So there's $4,000 right there.
Yep. Whether you're sitting, running, whatever, you got, you know, you got to pay that $4,000.
So if I take a week off work, that there's $4,000 right there. But that's not just, that's not all that it's costing me, because
right
now I'm not working for a week. So what's my potential revenue for the week? Well, not to brag, but I make pretty good money on my loads. So let's just say I make $2,000.
Save that thought right there, because I want to touch on that in just a second.
Normally, I would put, after all my expenses for my truck, I would, let's just say I put $2,000 in my bank.
Right.
A week. Which is terrible numbers, because if my bills are $2,000 and I'm only making $2,000 in break.
Well, we're doing obviously. Kind of light, okay. Well, I know dang good well you're doing better than that. So you know.
But let's just say the truck costs $2,000. My household bills are $2,000, and I normally make $2,000 a week. That's
right.
So now, if I take a week off, it's not costing me $4,000. It's costing me $6,000 to take a week off of work.
Exactly. Yeah. So that makes sense.
And
so
I'm just guessing here, but I would assume that that's how the majority of drivers that come into the industry fail, and they're gone within 6 months, a year, 2 years, because they're not planning ahead. They're like, okay, I'm making all this good money. Okay. I'm going good while I'm running. And then they're like, I'm going to take 2 weeks off of work. Right.
Right.
So in my case, that'd be $12,000. It's going to cost me to take 2 weeks off of work. You're like, holy crap, $12,000.
Basically $8,000 on the forefront and $4,000 that you're not making. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then, so maybe you saved for that and you accounted and you had some money saved up and you got the money to cover all those fixed costs and whatever. So you break even. But here's the kicker. What happens then? You get back in your truck after you're at home for 2 weeks and your truck breaks down and you go in the shop for 2 weeks. Now you're out of business.
Right. Yeah, they don't think about it, man. And we're coming back to your numbers, like what you what we make as operators. This OTR has made it so easy, because it used to be, you know, before I really started studying my financial side of things with the business, and OTR helps me do that with ease, because all I have to do is plug some numbers in as I go. Well, if I plug those numbers in as I go, it's all there forever. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is log in and look, boom. You don't have to remember anything. You just, when you fuel, you plug it in. When you buy something out of pocket, you scan the receipt and you plug it in. You do a trip, you know, as you do it, you plug it in. It's so easy. It takes a few minutes out of your day every day, and it's making you a better operator more efficiently, for the simple fact that you are being familiar with your daily operations. You can't be familiar with your daily operations, your numbers, if you're not practicing them. It's just like with anything. The more we do it, the better we get. But I feel like there's a lot of people that are scared about their numbers and scared about this software, because it, like you said, it's so involved, it's so overwhelming. There's so much that it has to offer.
But you have to be involved in your business. I know me and you have talked about this a couple of times, where you were asking me, hey, is there any way we could get this thing where I could click a button and automatically enter all the information for me? And I'm like, yeah, that'd be great. The problem with that is you're not looking at your numbers every
right.
day. You're not active in your business.
So OTR isn't really for everybody. Let's just be honest, because OTR is for the driven entrepreneur. It's for the driven person that wants to know more about their business,
wants to be
efficient, effective, and the most profitable possible. I mean, that's, you know, give it the most profitable possibilities available. So I used to remember, before OTR, before you developed it, me and you have known each other a long time. And I remember before OTR, people say, well, what, you ain't making no money at Prime, what money are you making? And I would be like, well, you know, I usually do this. And then I would look and I would really get into my statement, and I would look and I'd be like, I wasn't doing that. I was actually doing better. Or I wasn't doing that this week. I actually did worse. I had no idea.
Yeah.
OTR, you literally log in, man, and you can like screenshot. Boom. There you go. There's the last 90 days. There's the last 120 days. There's the last year. You know, you can't argue with black and white. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I can use those numbers, because I've entered in my stuff, where it kind of back to what I was saying about, can you afford to take home time?
Yeah, it's 100% proof. Yeah.
I can look at my averages and see, okay, well, I'm averaging X amount of dollars per week that I'm putting in my bank. So then I can estimate in the future. I can predict in the future. Okay, if I work, you know, 5 weeks in a row and then I take a week off, I can afford to take that home time because I'm going to make enough money to make up for that. You're able to see those numbers. If not, if you don't know those numbers and you don't have something like OCR and you're keeping track of it, you're just guessing.
Right.
Can I afford to take time off?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So I'm checking out everything. So we've got from top to bottom, we've got our homepage. We've got our trips where you keep up with all your trips. Like you said, that helps you be a better business owner because you know where you've been, where you picked up from, what the rate per mile was.
And there's a lot of little tools inside of there.
Exactly.
Later,
and there's fuel. You've got your estimate settlement. So if you guys are like, you have all your stuff lined up in OTR, you can literally hit one click of a button. You already have your fixed and variable costs entered in and saved. And it will automatically generate, based on your entries for the week, it'll generate an estimated settlement for that week.
It'll grab your trips.
Exactly.
And your fuel for the week.
Yep. And so you have your out-of-pocket expenses, which is great because that's receipt management. You know, obviously we hate dealing with receipts. I've been so slack on that, bro. That is my biggest downfall is the receipts. I've got like a little shopping bag slam full of them I got to do. Maintenance. We have a maintenance set up in here where you guys, every time you get something done on your truck, you guys can go and scan the paperwork, scan the bill of whatever it is they build you, and you can log that in. So if you want to know last time you put your tires on your truck, boom, right there, you got it. Charts and graphs, more metrics to keep your eye on your business and numbers. Monthly bills. Now this comes into your home time. So the monthly bill section, you can actually outline everything you have to spend for your home cost at home, correct? Is that what that's for?
Yeah, so keep in mind, a lot of these things are tools, and some of them are tied together and some of them are not. Like, the monthly bills isn't tied to anything else in the software, but basically, you enter in all your monthly bills, like, you know, your car payment, your mortgage, insurance, and so on, and you put the amount it is, and then you put the day of the month it's due.
Right.
And what OTR does is then it will automatically tell you, like, okay, this payday, say Friday the 10th or whatever,
right,
it'll say what bills are due, that what bills do you need to pay out of that paycheck,
right?
And then you can also look at the previous week and in the future, the week after of this week, and it'll give you those bills that you need to pay out of those checks.
That's so awesome.
It's not like I use it a lot because I'll be like, okay, I'm getting paid this Friday. What bills do I need to pay?
Right.
Make sure that are paid. And then if I'm making, you know, $3,000 this week, I know I look at my estimated settlement and I'm going to make $3,000 this week. And I'm like, okay, cool. But my bills are going to be $2,000. I know that I potentially have the possibility of having an extra $1,000 that week that I could either put in savings or use somewhere else.
Right. Now, guys, we're all talking about pre-tax stuff. Obviously, your taxes are that's your responsibility as an individual. So whatever you put aside for taxes, whatever you pay in quarterly, that's on you guys. So we're just giving you guys baseline numbers to give you guys an idea of what we're talking about. So before somebody's going to be in the comments and be like, you know, what about taxes? You ain't thinking about taxes. Like, no, I'm not.
Well, that also brings up a good point. Like, OTR isn't. We're not a tax company. I'm not an accountant. I'm not a bookkeeper. I'm not nothing. I just created some software that you can keep track of your numbers. You can do whatever you want with them.
Right. The good thing is too, you're living this life. So, you know, you're tailoring this software every single day. This is what I love about it. We're going to get down here to the videos and customer support. Guys, there's not another software on the planet that you're going to be able to talk to the creator. The one guy that did this, all you got to do is send a message, send an email, boom, he's got you. It doesn't matter if it's a suggestion or if it's a need or a cry for help to get fix something, he's there. So guys, you're not going to find another software that does this. And no, I'm not paid by Brian to tell you this or bring this information to you. I've just been one of the very first grandfathered users of the software. I've seen it from day one. And from day one, that estimated settlement was the biggest thing that caught me. I loved it. And I really don't use it anymore because I don't have to, because I literally keep up with my numbers all the time. But that estimated settlement tab is what sold me on it. And not just because he was one of my best friends, but just for the simple fact that this is useful. If you're coming into trucking and you want to lease or you want to own a truck and you're scared of your numbers, don't do it, because there's no point in even trying at that point. You're not going to make any more money. You're going to make less money because you're going to end up spending more money paying somebody else to lie to you and protect their liability factor when they start talking about your deductions and everything, because they're not going to write off everything that you can write off. Now, yes, you will all hear about these great accountants that certain people have, and they say, well, I don't know what you're talking about. I ain't had to pay no taxes in 20 years. My account, I'm always in the negative. Well, that's great for you tax-wise, but
I wouldn't suggest people coming in here and, getting OTR and then canceling their account. I mean, if you've been using account for years, you might want to keep them, but start comparing some numbers and actually
OTR
can help your accountant out to give you those numbers.
Exactly.
I mean, that's one thing.
Well, if you want to keep using your accountant, the greatest thing about it is you can take your profit and loss, like you said, on your reports. You can print a profit and loss at the end of the year with all your information entered, your settlements, your out-of-pocket expenses, all of that stuff, and it will itemize it and email you a PDF copy. You can send right to your accountant, and guess what? They're probably not going to charge you as much because they're not having to figure all this crap up. You've already got it. So your $15 a month that you're paying for OTR just saved you probably $1,500.
Well, let me correct you on that. Let's talk about how much is OTR. You know, we've always advertised.
Wait a minute. Did the price go up now?
No, the price went down.
Okay. Well, there we go. That's all that matters.
So
it got better.
It's actually $12 a month if you subscribe to a yearly plan, which some people aren't going to want to do that. When you sign up, you have the option to either pick monthly, month to month, or you can pick a yearly subscription.
Okay, so what would that be a year if you made that commitment?
$144 for the year.
$144, bro. I can't take my family out to eat a Longhorn for $144. So I want to go ahead and say this too. You guys got to understand, this is a business write-off. If you're a lease or you're owner-op, you pay that $144. That's a business write-off. I can't even put a quarter tank of fuel in my truck for $144.
Right.
So, I mean, it's nothing.
But if you don't want to commit to a year, I mean, you can go month to month and it's $15. And then you can always upgrade, your subscription, cancel your monthly subscription, go to a year at basically any time. And also, when you sign up, you're going to get, you get 30 days free. So your card's not going to be charged until 30 days after you sign up. So, you sign up, you get a 30-day trial. If you like it, you're using it and everything, then it's going to bill you 30 days later. So and then you can cancel that. So worst case scenario, you use it for a month and a half, 2 months, and you spend $15. Well, the likelihood of you probably succeeding in trucking is probably pretty slim anyway.
Two months, you're a master at this.
Too much? Okay, sorry.
No, I'm saying like I see what you're saying. Like 2 months, you're a master at this, so I'll give it up. No, it takes time. It takes time to be able to fill yourself out, like take and hone your skills and hone the way that you like to operate your business. Doesn't matter what company you run for or if you're running for yourself. And that was the next point I wanted to make was, is OTR just for prime drivers?
No, anybody can use it. Right now, it's kind of tailored to, in the beginning, it was tailored specifically to prime drivers, but now it's not. I mean, any driver can use it, but it's tailored to an owner-operator type or a lease operator type business, where you're getting paid by a carrier. You're running underneath somebody else's authority, and you're getting a settlement or a paycheck every week. That's the way it's set up now.
Right.
We're working on in the future where, if say you were a true owner operator and you had your own authority and you're not, nobody's, you're getting paid by your customers, but you're not getting a paycheck from somebody you're working for. You're working for yourself. I'm working on the ability to have it set up to where you could keep track of all your numbers on OTR that way. Right now, it's really not set up for that. I mean, you theoretically could use it that way, but it's not. So it's more set up for.
Well, I think if somebody just
working for another company.
Yeah, I think if somebody just focused on the settlement side, because the settlement side, like say I'm an owner op, I've had my authority for 10 years, whatever. Okay. And I deal with a couple different brokers. Okay. Just specifically say four brokers. Okay. And I'm getting a payment from each broker every time I haul a load. Okay. Well, that, or it goes to a factoring service and I just pull from the factoring service. Okay. That factoring service pays out. Okay. Based on whatever they're sending me. You could literally take that and use that as your payroll statement. And,
well, you could. That's why.
Yeah.
I was just saying. I mean, right now you can theoretically you could use OCR to do it that way.
Right.
It doesn't make sense. It's not easy to do it that way. That's why I'm going to be redesigning some other functionalities inside of OCR to where when you sign up, you can pick these options.
Right.
Where if you are a true owner operator like that, where you're actually billing your own customers, that way, and the way I would have it set up is that when you enter in a trip, you enter in fuel transaction, a trip would be income and fuel would be expenses.
Right.
And then you could, everything would be set up to function a little bit more smoothly.
Right. So you're trying to get it to where that option. Yeah, you're trying to get it to where that option is automatically available. Hey, you can, when you sign up, are you a lease op to a carrier? Are you owner op? Whatever the case may be.
And I'm currently building that out on the side between fixing other things and trying to drive my truck and.
Right. It's a lot. It's a lot. Yeah. Just like this YouTube, man. It's a lot to do social media. It's a lot to keep up with everything, and I'm not a good YouTuber, you know, but I can tell you this, you are an amazing software creator, because I'm gonna go ahead and tell you, you are on spot with this stuff. I can call you or text you any time of the night and you're like, yeah, man, I'm about to get right on that. I'll fix that. And guys, that's the type of support you guys have with this software is, you know, as long as Brian has got breath in his body and he can touch a keyboard or he can touch a screen, he's gonna fix it. He's gonna make sure it's right. So
and there's always going to be issues with any software you use.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
About this a little earlier today is like, you know, yeah, there's going to be some glitches in OTR where it's like, hey, this isn't loading right, or I don't see my numbers or whatever. And there's usually a reason for it, and then I usually find a solution to it. But like, even some of the big apps we use, like one TruckerPath.
Yeah, we were talking about TruckerPath. Yeah, this morning.
That thing glitches up on me all the time.
Yeah, and it's a mainstream pay-to-play app to get all the features for it. You know what I mean? It's a big deal.
The thing is, you can message them and tell them something's wrong with it. You'll never hear it. It's like, yeah,
exactly.
You'll never hear a word from them.
Or if you do hear something, it'll be months away, and the next thing you know, like, nothing ever changes. It never gets fixed because all they care about is getting that money. That's it. So this is a really great support-backed app. By the creator, guys. So it's huge as far as,
you gotta say, ask anybody, it's huge. It's tremendous. It's probably the best software the world has ever seen. That's all I'm saying. I've seen a lot of software.
But guys, this thing is, it's awesome. I can't tell you guys how awesome this thing is. So when you're talking about business numbers, there's really only a few you really need to be really concentrate on as a business owner, whether it's trucking or whether it's any business. You have your revenue, what you bring into your business, okay, your total revenue. You have your fixed cost, which is what you have to pay for your business to operate your business, and it never changes. You have your variable costs, things like for us would be fuel, maintenance, stuff like that. And then you have your out-of-pocket costs, which is stuff that you have to, you're going to spend outside of your business. You're going to spend outside just on the whim. You know, you didn't realize, man, I really wanted those lug nut covers. You know, that's a write-off. So that's your out-of-pocket expense. Boom. You want to have that. With those four major components, that is literally the core of your business numbers. And OTR takes that core and it just explodes it. And so you can, like you said earlier, you can use this at its most simplistic form, or you can use it at its most detailed form like we do, to where you can see the metrics for everything, your trips, your fuel, your settlements, your out-of-pocket expenses, your maintenance, your monthly bills, everything. And that to me is what makes this, sets us apart from any other software on the market, you know, and
another thing on top of that. So if you're really into numbers, like I am and you are,
right.
But if somebody else is and they get on here and they start using it and they're like, I want to see some, you know, another number here that you're not showing me. Just send me a message and I'll
exactly
show you that number.
And that comes exactly, and that, yeah, and that comes back to that support feature that I was talking about. If you guys have a suggestion for something and it makes sense, Brian's going to do it. Like, if it makes sense and it'll help everybody, not just you, like, it makes sense, he's going to make sure he can, if he can do it, he'll do it. You know, that's the thing about it, because we want, the more you know, the more you grow. So the more availability of information that we have to each other, the more it makes sense. So that's what we're trying to do, is make it more efficient, make your business more efficient. So like he said, you guys can use this software for whatever you want. It's up to you. You can just pay the, if you sign up for it and forget about it, and like every other subscription we usually do, you can. But I encourage you guys to give this a try. Even if you did sign up for the year, $144, number one, it's a business write-off. Number two, you got a whole year to figure it out. So the more you use it, the easier it becomes. It's not nothing to be scared of. It only takes a few minutes a day to plug these numbers in. The benefit is going to be substantially massive for your business. Not only knowing your numbers and knowing where you can cut, you need to cut cost, you can afford to not cut cost, but also saving you money on the long run on whether it's doing your own taxes, not having a CPA handle things that OTR can handle for you, and giving you more insight into your business's profitability. So that's awesome, man. I love this software, dude. I don't think there's anything, you know, and we were talking about this earlier. You're the only affiliate on my channel. You're the only partner on my channel that I've had, that I have right now. And I've had a couple other ones. I've done a couple reviews for companies, and I even tried to do a Mint Mobile sponsorship for a while. And dude, I couldn't endorse them any longer because I didn't believe in them. And I'm not going to talk trash about Mint Mobile, but what they promised was not, what they delivered was not what they promised. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
And that's the same thing with a couple other things that I've tried to endorse before. And this is the one thing that I truly believe in. Guys, I use this every day. Brian uses this every day. We've been trying to get the word out about the software for years, and it's doing nothing but getting better. I mean, he's literally just released an update yesterday. So that's what blew me away. I had to call him this morning, like, hey man, what was that about? You know, and he's, you know, cause we talk constantly about this and we're trying to promote this. So guys, if you are interested in coming into trucking, or you're in trucking right now and the numbers are overwhelming you, you don't know how to track them, you don't know how to keep track of them, and you don't know how to understand them, guys, you have two people in this world right now that are offering you something that will help you do that. And you have two people in this world that are willing to help you with it. So all you got to do is sign up. Link's going to be in the description. And you guys can always reach out to, and also don't forget to check out OTR on the Revenue on Facebook and YouTube. And we're here for you guys, man. We want to hear your feedback. We want to hear your comments. You guys make sure to leave them down below.
You can also go to the website.
Yes.
OnTheRevenue.com.
OnTheRevenue.com.
Tell you a bunch of information there, and it'll take you to the software and everything.
Exactly. Now the link to sign up is going to, well, that automatically takes them to that website, right? I haven't clicked on it in a long time because I've been signed up for a long time, so I don't know.
The link that you share takes them to the actual software.
Oh, and here's another thing, guys, that we failed to mention. Yes, the affiliate link. So Brian does offer affiliate rewards. When you share the software, share it with your own personal link after you sign up, and you can be rewarded through the app. So, and you know, Brian can change that at will, whatever the case may be, but there's also an affiliate program. So guys, you sharing the software and getting it out, spreading it, pays you back. Okay, so
right. I mean, I'm actually paying, like, if somebody signs up, if say you sign up and then you sign up for the affiliate program, which doesn't cost you anything,
right?
You just, you know, click on it, and now you've got your own personal affiliate link, and then you share that with somebody else, and somebody else just signs up. I'm gonna give you $1,
right?
And then if somebody subscribes, I'm gonna give you $10,
right? So really you're almost paying for a month. Yeah, you're almost paying for a month. So that's pretty awesome right there, guys.
It's like $1 and $10 isn't very much, but say you get, you know, 100 people to sign up, that's $100. And then say you get, you know, out of those 100 people, you know,
you get 10 people to subscribe.
10 of people subscribe, that's $100. That's another $100.
Yep, you just paid for almost 2 years OTR.
And it's not done there. So every month after that.
Wait, there's more.
If those people continue to subscribe month to month and they don't cancel their subscription, you get a percentage of that subscription every month.
That's pretty awesome. That's amazing.
So, I mean, it's not much, and I could make those numbers better in the future if more people start using it.
But
yeah, I mean, it's all about getting the word.
Once again, evolving.
Let me be honest. I want to make some money off of this. And
of course you do.
I want to retire and get out of the truck. But I also want to help drivers out in the meantime.
Exactly, you know? 100%. It's a useful tool. It's not a... It's not snake oil. It's not something that you're being promised a magical solution. And
no, you're not. You're not gonna like sign up and then you're gonna start making an extra $1,000 a week. No,
right.
But you're running a business. I think that's the biggest thing where people fail is getting into trucking.
They treat it like it's a game or you're a company driver. Yeah, you're not. Even if you're running for a company like Prime, you're not a company driver. You know, it's your responsibility.
You're running a business, and to run a successful business, you need to know how much you're making and how much you're spending.
Yep.
And if you don't know that, then really you shouldn't be in business.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're Landstar, Mercer, Swift, you're leasing on with Swift, you're leasing on with Prime, whatever the case may be, it's still considered a business. Now you're going to have the people in the background. Oh, you ain't no real owner operator. You ain't doing nothing because you're running with Prime, whatever. Guys, make no mistake, I don't care what you think, okay? Our costs are the same as your cost, okay? We still have fixed costs, we still have variable costs, and we still have revenue coming to the business.
The only difference in my mind is I run underneath somebody else's authority. And if you're a true owner-operator, like old school, and you want to say we're not, it's because you have your own authority and you're billing your own customers. That's the only difference.
Exactly. But 100%.
Hold on. I could throw this in here too. Where some of these guys that are going to be on the comments be like, "You're not a true owner operator." I would be willing to bet that a lot of those people that are saying that, they're pulling off a load board, right?
Right.
Well, in my mind, they're not a true owner operator either, because they're pulling off a load board. They don't have their own customers.
Pulling off of somebody else's load board that's already been brokered through somebody. Exactly. Yeah.
So
and still using a factoring service, they're not funding their own funds. Yeah, you know,
so say whatever you want to say.
Exactly.
A amount of money comes into my bank, but I need to know what my truck is, how much it costs me to operate my truck.
Yeah, the essentials are the same for every person that is in the ownership side or the business side of trucking. If you're a company driver, obviously OTR is not going to be for you. There are some tools in there that you could use. It's not that you can't use it. It's not that you can't use it, but it's not targeted towards the company driver. It's targeted towards the drivers that are in the ownership side or the lease op side or the business side of the industry.
If we got enough people in here that were company drivers using OTR and they're giving me comments and suggestions, I can make it more tailored to you.
Yeah, we could do, you could end up doing like a company side of OTR or something, you know.
I can do whatever you want.
Right, exactly. And that's what the greatest thing about it. That's one of the biggest, to me, that's one, not just the price being how inexpensive it is, but also the support. I can't say that enough, man. I don't know. You guys aren't going to find a quicker support response than you are with OTR. So you guys could be in the middle of the night, be 10, you're behind 10 fuel entries and 5 receipts and it'll lock up on you. Send him a message. If he sees it, it's on. He's gonna jump up and take care of it.
Sleeping, you're gonna have to wait till
he's not gonna do it. He's gonna jump up. I promise you that. No, I'm just playing.
You're lying now.
You're lying now. Guys, you gotta remember we're two truck drivers, so we just it's all about the laughter, man, and it's all about helping people. And that's what Brian did with the software. You know, it's something really great for trucking business owners, lease op guys, anybody wanting to get into the industry. But it's just like trucking. You're going to get you're going to get out of this software what you put into it, and you're going to get out of trucking what you put on the asphalt. So, Brian, thank you so much for being part of the podcast today.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it, man. And we're going to have, if you guys want more OTR information and more OTR podcast, guys, just leave me a comment below. Let us know how you think, what you thought of it. And if this is something that excites you as a business owner, it does me. because it gives me a chance to be more aware of my business operations, and it shows me how I can be more efficient in my operating my business and how I can be more profitable. So if this excites you guys, make sure to leave a comment and go check out On the Revenue at Facebook, On the Revenue on YouTube. Go check out ontherevenue.com. Guys, there's a lot of great information out there. Just give it a whirl, give it a like, give it a thumbs up, and share the content. And that's all we ask for, man. So thank you guys so much. Thank you, Brian. God bless you, man. And we really appreciate you, man. Look forward to having you back on.
Thanks.
All right, man. Peace.